Okay, I believe that brings us to our gospel reading, which comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20, page 17 in your pew Bible. A reading from the New Testament from the gospel according to Matthew. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesar Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Here ends the reading of the gospel. Okay. So we definitely have a lot of name work today in our things, where Exodus is the book of names, and we're hearing about these names of these brave women. And we also have the name work going on here, where Jesus says, "Who am I?" And they answer. I think in many ways this is an interesting piece, because it's about who are you and how do you share that information, and what does it mean to you in your identity. I think we have this moment where people aren't really sure exactly who Jesus is. They know something important is happening here, because miracles are happening and this wonderful teacher is here teaching these wonderful things, but they're just not quite sure they get it yet. And honestly, this is a question we should almost be asking ourselves today, is who do we think Jesus is? The answers back then were interesting, and maybe they have something to do with what we think of Jesus now. We have somebody who said, "Oh, you are like John the Baptist. You are sitting here telling us that the time is at hand. The kingdom is coming. We must change now." But others called you Elijah, this prophet that defeated all of these prophets of Baal, that was this amazing prophet who did these amazing things for us. Others say you're like Jeremiah, maybe Jeremiah come again, the weeping prophet, the one that stood up to his ruler saying, "You're going down a bad path and our country will suffer for it, but there will be hope even in the destruction." So, I'm not sure how much we all know those stories, but to me, that tells us something, because it tells us that Jesus was not somebody who was necessarily following the secular authorities of the world at the time, because none of those prophets really followed the secular authorities very well. If anything, they put themselves in opposition to the secular authority of their time. And that says something, that this is what people are saying you are. You're just like this person or that person, or maybe one of the other prophets. But then Jesus says, "You know what? I think the disciples, by the way, were trying to play it a little safe. Who do you say, who am I?" And they're like, "Well, I've heard people say you're this or that." It's sort of your way of, let's try out a few things to see if we can find the right answer. Couldn't you imagine that if you were in a schoolhouse or something, and the teacher calls on you and you're like, "Well, I've heard people say this or say that." Okay, the teacher isn't biting on that. Let me try something else. And I feel like to us, that's sort of like us today. We don't always get Jesus fully. And sometimes we're busy saying, "Oh, this is what somebody else has told me Jesus is. And I'll give that answer and we'll see if it works for you." And I feel like we do this quite a lot, even today. You know, back then it was, oh, you're John the Baptist. And I don't think we much confuse Jesus and John the Baptist these days. But they had a very similar message back in their day, so it's not shocking that they might be confused. And, his followers ended up baptizing people like John the Baptist baptized people. So, it's understandable there'd be some confusion. There's also, some people who thought he might be Elijah come back from, back and doing stuff again. And they thought he, or maybe Jeremiah and so on and so forth. So they had all their answers. But who do we say Jesus is? It stops you and makes you think about the various churches that claim to follow Jesus and what they say he is today. So that might be something to think about, is how do each of these different churches view Jesus? Are some, saying that, well, I know there's some out there that preach the prosperity gospel, and they would say, Jesus wants you to be happy and do good, but also be generous and give to others. And while I agree with them that I think Jesus wants you to be generous to others, I don't necessarily think that God always makes us prosperous in this world if we're generous. Doesn't always act the way they say that he will in the prosperity gospel. But that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm just trying to say, I think we're still struggling with who Jesus is. And in fact, the first few hundred years of the church were pretty much an enormous debate about who Jesus was and exactly what this meant. It was a big part of the early church to try and understand who Jesus was, to try and understand who Jesus was, and to try to come to our conclusion of what that meant. That was the first few hundred years of the church in a nutshell. It was a major point of contention and discussion and argument amongst the early church. And I don't know that we always share that. This wasn't necessarily everybody thought immediately that Jesus was Son of God, part of the Trinity. All of that kind of developed in the first few hundred years of the church. Everything that we sort of believe today, although some of us may not even know we believe it, but generally where the mainstream church ended up was settled in those first few hundred years. And yet we also have people who are like, Jesus chooses us when the day of judgment comes. He will separate those sheep and those goats, and we hope we're one of the sheep and not one of the goats. So some people view Jesus as the person who is the gatekeeper to heaven, kind of the person who discerns whether you're going to heaven or not, the person who chooses. There's others that view Jesus as a good teacher who taught some good philosophical rules back in the day, and maybe they don't really want to think about Jesus being divine or anything like that. There's others that might have said Jesus was this person who led this, thing. Others might even say Jesus doesn't exist. He's a mythological figure created by the early church. We have all sorts of different views about who Jesus is. There might have also been some that thought, oh, he was a good teacher and healer in his day, maybe even a good preacher, and maybe helped some people figure out a new way to be. But they over-exaggerated it. And there's some that may believe the miracles, some that may not. And I'm not, I just feel like there's something here for us. Because in part, what we think Jesus is and who we think Jesus is impacts how we live our lives. If you view Jesus as the judgment Jesus, you might be more worried about trying to make yourself personally holy. If you think of Jesus as a teacher of the way and you want to follow the way of Jesus, you might pay more attention to the philosophical leanings. And you may want to look at it and say, how am I loving my neighbor? How can I live in this society and try to subvert it to make it better, to try and find where the injustice lies and try to help the people that are being hurt by the injustice of society. Maybe you also want to view Jesus a different way. And honestly, I think there's a lot of room to view Jesus through some of these lenses and try and help yourself do better. I think even, you know, John Wesley was doing some of this where he felt a great personal holiness. Trying to make yourself more like Jesus was an important thing to do. But he still struggled with his personal faith at times in his life. Felt like a failure when he couldn't do well as a missionary in America. He felt like his personal faith was not doing the trick. And he had to try and find a new way forward. I think all of us have our moments where we wonder, who is Jesus? Who is God? And I'll tell you something else. I think it's important for each of us to start coming to our own answers and our own conclusions so that we can more faithfully live out who we believe Jesus is. Because if you try and believe in Jesus, but you don't really know what Jesus you believe in, you don't have the basic building blocks of your faith. You need to struggle with and understand who you think Jesus is so that you can answer the question. But I also think we need to keep in mind that I think Jesus was sort of okay with them struggling with this question because of his response to Peter. Peter eventually gives him a good answer, and he says, you've given a good answer, and I think that was given to you by God. But he also calls him, Peter, son of Jonah. And he may have been the son of a Jonah. We really don't know, but this could have also been a title, like so often we hear Jesus referred to as son of David. It's also perhaps a title. Peter, son of Jonah, the guy who ran away from his responsibilities before serving God. This may have been a warning to Peter that, you know what? You're going to kind of run away from it before you come and do what I really want you to do. Because this is the Peter that just a few verses later is going to tell Jesus he's doing it all wrong. And Jesus has to respond, get behind me, Satan. I'm sure we're getting close to that verse very soon now. So this is a little warning that, you know what? This is also the Peter that said, you know what? I'm going to deny you three times before the cock crows. And yet Jesus says, this is the rock upon which my church will be built. So I think this is a way to remind us that we as the church struggle to know who Jesus is. Make sure we're following Jesus the right way. And yet, even in our struggles, even as we're part of the disciples going, well, I've heard you're this, I've heard you're that, and we struggle sometimes to give this message that we get from God, like Peter, that he is the Messiah. Sometimes we struggle with who Jesus is. We struggle to understand that. But I think when we understand it, it helps us in our faith. We can become much more of a good Christian to help our own discipleship if we just take the time to understand who Jesus is, who we think God is, who Jesus is, and how all of this comes together. And that's part of what we're here today to do, is to try and spend time thinking about that. And when we know the answers, it helps us to embrace the identity of being Christians. Because the very name Christian means one who follows Christ, one who follows Jesus. And how do you follow somebody if you don't know who they are? How do you follow somebody if you don't spend the time to decide who they really are in your head? And I am not going to force you to face any particular, you know, version of Jesus. I think you need to, in some ways, try to understand Jesus for yourself. And one of the things is I think our understanding of who Jesus is changes over time as we get to know Jesus. As we spend more time following Christ, our vision of what it means to follow Christ changes as well. So I think, you know, sometimes we get that good answer, the one that God wanted us to find, but often we are the disciples sitting there struggling, saying, well, I've heard you're this, I've heard you're that, but that isn't the best answer. The best answer is to go find out who Jesus is for yourself. Listen to what God is telling you. Look through your scriptures and find and encounter the Jesus that's there for you. And the Jesus you have might be slightly different than the Jesus I have, but I think that might be okay, because I think all of us, as long as we're struggling towards Jesus, might get there just a little bit better. I think that's part of discipleship, is deciding who Jesus is, taking up what you think you should be doing, and go do it. But I think that it leaves us open to trying to understand who Jesus is, and I don't know that your Jesus will be exactly the same as my Jesus. And I'm okay with that, because I think that each of us might have different talents, skills, and abilities, and each of us might just understand the truth that God gives us a little differently. And I think when we accept that and work together anyway where we can, we create a beautiful tapestry, a beautiful community of Christians that can do more together than we ever could apart. When we just trust that each of us is trying to follow Christ in our own way, trying to understand who Jesus is and serve that vision of Christ, it can help us unite and do better. It can help us be who we were meant to be, to accept the identity that God gave us. Who is Jesus? I think is interconnected with who am I? Trying to understand both, to me, is the quest of a lifetime. It will always shift and change as you go, and I don't think there's a simple answer. But I think knowing who Jesus is and knowing who you are can help you live more fully. Make sure that you don't give in to the bullies and the mean people, but instead stand strong on who Jesus is and who you are, and do what needs to be done. It's a challenging thing, and I don't think we always get it right. I think sometimes we make mistakes. But oh boy, when we can listen and have an idea of who Jesus is and who we are, where we center ourselves in those truths, it can really help us live in this world. Let us pray. God, help us to know who Jesus is. Reveal Jesus to us, so that we can find the truths you have for us in this story. Help us find out who we are so that we can serve you and Jesus well. Help us to always do what we think is right and not give in to the world. Help us to see what we should be striving towards. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.